What's going on, people? It's your boy Kalechi back with another episode of the Rambling Mind Podcast. How are each and every single one of y'all doing today? Okay, we got it. We're back on this thing. Man, it has been a hot minute since I dropped one of these bad boys. It's been a hot minute since I made a podcast, man. I took a nice little break after my birthday, after I dropped that When Is Enough Enough podcast, which everybody go check that thing out. It's literally one of my favorite creations. It's one of my favorite podcasts, favorite videos, favorite newsletter that I've written. I just really loved how that came out, mainly because of the thoughts that was in my mind when I created it. And I think it's just one of the best podcasts that I've done to date. It's literally, I think, just the ideas and the thought processes that I shared in that. I really loved it. So if you haven't heard it, please go check that thing out. I really appreciate it because I really, really loved how that came out. It's one of those, it's a rare sight. It's one of those emotional, rare ones that I do. I put together every once in a while. I'll just come on this podcast and just do. And yeah, it just, it was very scripted. Usually I don't like doing scripted stuff, but this was a scripted podcast. And it was good. It came out really well. If you haven't heard it, again, please go check it out. I'm going to put a link down in the show notes for you guys to go check out. But I just loved how it came together. I think it came together really well. And I would love you guys' thoughts. When is enough enough? When will you know that you've hit the destination? I was reading a book during the break that I took from Morgan Housel called Psychology of Money. I really love that book. We're going to talk a lot about different concepts from that book, but I love the way he talked about not moving the goalpost, because one of the things that can happen, especially for those of us, if you're listening to me on this, I can basically guarantee that you're going to do well in life for the most part. If you do some of the things that we talk about on the podcast, you take care of the business you need to be taken care of, you're going to do well in life, because it doesn't take much to become wealthy. It doesn't take much to take control of a lot of things in life. And so I can almost guarantee that most of us are going to do well. But what happens for a lot of us who are successful is we get on this hedonic treadmill where we're chasing the next thing and the next thing, or this wealth building treadmill for some of us. And on the other side, for those of us, it may just be the hedonic treadmill where we're chasing after what is the next hot thing? What is the new thing that's coming out? What is the new brand that's coming out? What is whatever the hype is? We start chasing after all those things. And then the question is like, when will enough be enough for ourselves? It's a question that I've had to ask myself, because I notice it in myself. I'm very goal oriented. I love pursuing after things. And when I hit one, I'm like, the next thing, and then the next thing. And I fall into this idea of comparison, except my comparison is not in the sense of like the flashiness of like new cars, new clothes, new watches, or anything like that stuff. My comparison is more an accomplishment. I compare myself to other people who are around my age, who are doing things that I want to be doing as well, who are accomplishing things that I want to accomplish as well. And more even on another level, who I see being very successful money-wise. And so I want to be on that level as well. And I get into that game, that hedonic treadmill game, rather than setting my own goals, setting my own terms, and saying, when I hit this thing, it doesn't even matter. Because what I noticed is I did hit that goal. I hit the goal that I had set for myself. But I was like, I basically was like, well, next thing, and next thing, and the next thing. And so that's where that podcast really came from. It was a question that I'd been asking myself of, when will enough be enough for you, my guy? Like, when will you actually start not just being alive, but actually living as well, not just going with the script of life, but actually playing a role, actually putting things into play, actually writing your own story. So that was the epitome of that podcast, especially when you age. It's always a good time to reflect. Whenever you get a year older, it's like everybody reflects in two points every single year, at the beginning of the year and when they're adding another year to their lives. Those are the two times that we always reflect on our lives, and that was one of those for me. So anyway, point is that I'm going back and rehashing all of that stuff. But this podcast, I just wanted to talk about the fact that it's been extremely difficult trying to get back into the swing of things. It's been extremely difficult just trying to get back into the flow of creating content again, because when I took that break, I basically was like, I'm not reading any newsletters. I'm not keeping up with the news. I'm not creating any content, none of that stuff. I basically just put everything on pause. And when you do that, it's extremely difficult to start putting things back into back into a routine that you are used to. And so that's me trying to do that. But that got me thinking of whenever things go awry? How do we get back on the bicycle in a sense? Like, how do we ride the bicycle once again when things fall off? One of the things that I've been experiencing is after I bought this house, expenses have been a whole lot different for me. Like, there's a lot more expenses that are coming through my checkbook on a regular basis. And so all of a sudden, I'm looking at my expenses like, yo, what do I need to be doing? As a matter of fact, I actually had to go back to the drawing board, take a step back and say, I can't be investing as much as I want to be investing right now. And that's basically the thing I wanted to share with everybody is when you're restarting, especially with our finances, there will be times where we have to take a step back in order to push forward. There will be times, especially right now, where inflation is crazy. It's hitting all our pocketbooks a little bit differently. And so this is a season where we might need to take a second, reflect back, look at what is going on, look at how we are saving money, look at how we're spending money. We may have to go back to the drawing board and actually have a budget again. And actually restart, find that point of least resistance in order for you to actually restart your journey and get back on track. For me, one of the things I had to do was I looked at my budget. I found areas where, oh, yo, you're kind of taking things a little bit too far. But on the other hand, I had to go back to a lot of my automations and I had to maybe adjust a lot of them. I had to cut the amount that I was doing in some sense, like my 401k, I had to adjust that down as much as it hurt me. But in this season of life where I'm trying to rebuild my emergency fund, where I'm trying to also be paying for a lot of things to happen in the house, it was just starting to, it's one of those things where you can only cut yourself so much before you start to bleed. And I was just starting to really, really stress me out of my money. And one thing that I refuse to be a stress factor in my life is money. I don't want money to be a stress factor in my life, which is why I use a lot of automation features, even though I write down all this stuff and just basically, I just take care of things so that that doesn't become an issue for me. So anyway, the point that I'm trying to make is sometimes we just got to take a step back in order to go forward. So in our finances, that looks like three different things. One, we got to look at, do I have my emergency fund in place? Two, what is my debt situation looking at? Are you starting to take on debt in order to cover some of your costs? Three, maybe we need to go back to looking at making a budget again for ourselves so we can have that starting point so we can actually see what is actually going on with our money. And then four, what is your savings rate? Is your savings rate going in the opposite direction or is it staying the same way? Or do you need to actually adjust your savings rate in order to catch up with some of the things that are happening in your life? So the whole thing, this whole podcast is literally me trying to get back on that. It's literally me trying to figure out how do I share thoughts again through this podcast. I try to do a script and follow it, but as you guys know, this is Rambling Mind. We started off talking 3 minutes about the last thing that I posted, and then I didn't even flow into this on time. But the point is, sometimes you just got to take a step backwards, suck for a little bit, and then improve yourself. The beautiful thing is you don't have to restart. The skills are already in you. It's just you doing it again. But anyway, that's all I got for y'all in this podcast for this week. I hope you learned one, maybe two things out of this entire thing. And if you did, share this podcast with one person that you love, one person that you hate, and one person you're just kind of like, about. And also, leave a review on the podcast on any of the listening apps that you're using, if you're allowed to leave a review. But anyway, thank you all so much. I appreciate y'all for listening. This has been your boy, Kelechi. Remember, generosity is always greater than greed. God bless each and every single one of y'all, and I'm out. Peace.